Hello, West Liberty. This is Hope Bowman. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Welcome to part two of our four-part passionately vocal interview series. Today, we will be doing a Students with Stories interview, and I am excited to introduce you to my friend and teammate, Abby Davison. Abby is from Salem, Ohio, is a junior in the classroom and a sophomore on the court, and she is majoring in elementary education. So today, we are going to talk about Abby's life growing up with basketball, her transition to college, and what it was like being a transfer athlete. So Abby, can you tell me a little bit about when you first started playing basketball and what made you fall in love with the game?
Hi, Hope. Thanks for having me. I actually grew up in a really big family. I'm one of nine, so I would say that my brothers and my sisters made me like fall in love with the game and helped me become very passionate with it.
Do any of your other siblings play sports?
So actually, two of my brothers went to college, but they played basketball. They played football and not basketball. And all my sisters and my brothers both played basketball in high school, but none of them, like, pursued it after high school.
Did you play any other sports growing up, or was it just basketball?
I actually rode horses growing up. I grew up on a farm, so we had a huge basketball court on our farm and also horses, so I think that's kind of how I just, like, began involved in those two. And then I also played soccer in high school.
Nice. So you say you grew up on a farm. Do you still have a farm? Does
your family still have it? Actually, my parents recently, in the last, like, 3 years, they just sold my farm to my sister. And so my sister bought the farm, and actually, like, we all still go over there. We'll have, like, Sunday dinners and stuff there, but I don't, like, actually live on the farm anymore, but it's still within my family.
Do you still ride, or is that out the window?
No, it kind of went out the window once I became, like, a freshman in high school because, I don't know, basketball in school just became, like, very time-consuming, so... Mm-hmm. After freshman year of high school, I kind of just threw it out the window, but my sister, two of my older sisters still do ride, and, like, they rope and are involved in, like, cattle and stuff like that.
That's great. Who inspired you to play basketball?
I would honestly just say, like, my older brother, Mitchell. He was always super competitive, and honestly, anything we did at, like, growing up as kids, so, like, whether it was us just playing, like, kickball, soccer, or us playing like basketball on the basketball court in the backyard, he was just like always competitive, and I think that's kind of where I found like love and passion for the game. Like, I just like always wanted to be able to beat him, and so I would just be out there like practicing all the time, and I think that's kind of where it originated from.
So is that where you got your skill from, or did you play on any AAU teams or travel ball or anything like that?
I would honestly say a lot of my skill did come from like being around my siblings and them just always being bigger than me and older than me, so I had a lot of competition. But I also did play on an AAU team. I played on like three different basketball teams growing up through elementary school, and one of them was actually my younger brother's boys team, so I was actually the only girl on an all boys team. I also would like go to a bunch of boys camps. There was a Mount Union camp at the college, which is in Alliance, Ohio, and I would be the only girl there, and there was like 200 and some boys, so I think also just like playing against boys who were always faster than me and bigger and stronger has also like helped my game a lot.
So what was that recruitment process like when you were playing, since you didn't like get that like go to like many exposure events and stuff like that?
Right. So what I did when I played AAU, which I didn't like travel like super far or anything, but I did go to like Run for Roses, which is like one of the biggest AAU events ever. So there was a lot of exposure there, but honestly, like when I was in high school, my high school coach didn't really help a lot with like, when I told her I wanted to play at the next level, which I didn't know I wanted to play at the next level until, like, my junior, senior year.
Yeah.
So, kind of during my junior, senior year is when I started, like, getting offers, basically. And I was actually interested in West Liberty because my assistant basketball coach at high school had went here. And so I was actually interested in West Liberty, but honestly, I didn't think they were, like, super interested in me. So then it kind of just came down to it. My brother was at YSU. It was close to home. And I was like, all right, I just want to stay close to home. My brother's there. It feels like home. So I just kind of went with that.
Yeah. So what was that experience like there when you went?
Honestly, it was kind of scary. Like, I didn't know. I never thought I would be, like, a Division I athlete. And especially coming out of, like, a small school where not many of your classmates even go to college and play a sport. So it was just kind of like, it was really scary, but the people there, the class, the older like classmen when I was there, a freshman, were like great, and I made some great friends.
Yeah, did it help that your brother was there? Did it make you feel more comfortable, knowing someone than your family was going to be there?
Right. Having him there was, it was honestly a really big blessing, but at the same time, he was in football all the time, so he was super busy. So we honestly didn't cross paths as much as I thought we would. Both of our schedules were just, really busy, and honestly, we were in different seasons, so when he wasn't busy, I was busy. But it was nice. My family was super involved with the school, supporting mm-hmm. both the football and the women's basketball. So that was nice.
Yeah. So going to the Division I level, was it a big transition from high school?
Honestly, yeah. I remember my first day of practice, I was honestly three steps behind the slowest person on the team still. And so that was honestly one of the most humbling things ever. I don't know. You don't realize how different it is, or how hard you actually have to train. You've never exerted your body that much until you actually do it.
Yeah. So what made you think about wanting to transfer?
Honestly, it was never in my plan or my goals to transfer out of Youngstown State. I loved the location of the school. I loved the academics of the school. I loved the people. It kind of just came down to it that there was a few coaching changes, and that changed the roster a little more than I wanted it to. And a few of us had the opportunity to stay, and I had chosen to stay. And then within, after we had just got a new coach, within, 2 months, another new coach had been hired. So there was just a lot of uncertainty, and that's kind of just where I was I don't want to be a part of something like this. So mm-hmm. I was just I think the portal is what's best for me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. More with Abby Davidson from the West Liberties women's basketball team right after this short PSA.